Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship on the Feast of St. Francis and the Blessing of the Animals. One quick note, I can't really tell from where I'm standing. If any of you have animals with you today, you're invited to come to the back and process in with us with the choir and all the animals. So welcome you backward for that. For all who are able, I invite you to stand and turn toward the font and the cross as we begin with our opening litany. Bless the Lord, all you creatures. For all your creatures that breathe and move and have life, that we may love and honor the works of your hand, that all living things may be treasured with care, that all life may flourish. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now I'd like to invite all those with animals with them today to come up right up here to the front. Yeah, and anyone else who'd like to see all the animals, come on up. We're going to provide a blessing for all of the animals at once, and then Pastor Laura and I'll each do individual ones while we sing. Blessed are you, Lord God, maker of all living creatures. On the fifth and sixth days of creation, you called forth fish in the sea, birds in the air, and animals on the land. You inspired Saint Francis to call all animals his brothers and sisters. We ask you to bless these animals by the power of your love. Enable them to live according to your plan. May we always praise you for all your beauty in creation. Blessed are you, Lord our God, in all your creatures. Amen. Now we'll continue as we do individual blessings with the song, God of the Sparrow. Let us pray. Creator God, you have done all things wisely. In your goodness, you have made us in your image and entrusted us with the care of every living thing. Help us to be good stewards of your creation. Reach out with your hand, O God, and grant that these animals may know your blessing and our loving care. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is from Micah 6. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with the thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? The word of the Lord. The second lesson is from Galatians 6. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make trouble for me, for I carry the marks of Jesus branded on my body. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. O Lord, you know our weariness and the burdens we carry, and you promise us rest. You invite us to yoke ourselves to you and to learn from you, and you promise rest for our souls. Help us to acknowledge your abiding presence with us and empower us in our serving as we seek to follow Jesus. And now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, and the living of our lives be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. These past few days, I've been reflecting back to the time when I was growing up. My parents gave me a lot of freedom. But with that freedom, there were also a lot of expectations that came in the form of unwritten and often unspoken rules. For example, I don't remember ever having a prescribed bedtime, but I was expected to get myself up in the morning and get ready for school, or on Sundays for church. I was also given an allowance by my parents, and that allowance was for discretionary spending. It was left entirely up to me to determine what I would buy or what I would do with the money I received. Unlike most of my friends, my allowance was not attached to doing chores or even having good grades. But as a member of the Jones family, I was expected to do my share of household chores and to put my best effort forth when it came to school. Suffice to say, it was a very different time. I recall having a lot of freedom to make choices for myself. And looking back, I suppose my parents were trusting me to make good choices. And those occasions when I failed to do so, I think they trusted that I would learn something from that. My point is that from a very early age, I learned that being a member of the Jones family came with a great deal of freedom, but also expectations. Somehow I instinctively knew that the choices I made reflected on my family, and especially my parents, and I tried not to disappoint them. As an adult, it became clear to me that being part of a family, or being in any relationship for that matter, came with both choices and expectations. The same could be said for being part of a church family, a community like ours. Living together in this faith community we call Central Lutheran Church comes with both choices and expectations. This, of course, should come as no surprise to anyone. It's certainly nothing new. In fact, today we heard the prophet Micah tell what God expects of God's people. Not burnt offerings or animal sacrifices, no. When the people asked Micah what God requires of them, Micah flat out tells them that what God wants and desires from them is to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. Plain and simple. Maybe not so simple. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about the declining church in North America, and one of the things that has struck me most was the assertion by one writer of an article that says our decline as a church isn't because we're asking too much from our members, but rather too little. Some argue that in the midst of a culture where there are so many choices that people have to make, we should be expecting more from our people, not less. That criticism, by the way, is directed at the clergy, not the laity. There are some who are suggesting that in recent years, what has contributed to the lack of church involvement and church growth comes because we have been downplaying the very premise that following Jesus comes at a cost. Yes, there are choices. There are always choices. And many of those are good. But there's an expectation that comes when we choose to follow Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but rather emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and being found in human form, humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Concerning spiritual liberty and servanthood, Martin Luther wrote, "A Christian is the most free lord of all and subject to none. Yet at the same time, a Christian is the most dutiful servant of all and subject to everyone." These are the marks of discipleship. That is to say, following Jesus is a way of life that values justice, loving kindness, humility. And I would go as far as to say that following in the footsteps of Jesus, or being the hands and feet of Jesus, as is our mission statement, means choosing to yoke ourselves to Jesus, not out of obligation or duty, but out of sheer joy and delight. Trusting God's desire to fulfill our deepest longing, an authentic sense of belonging, and having purpose and meaning in our lives. You belong to God, and God desires that you have life, abundant life. In our gospel for today, we heard the words of Jesus, "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Come to me, Jesus says. This, my friends, is an invitation. And I will give you rest. That's a promise. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. That is the assurance that Jesus cares for us, especially during those times when life proves challenging, or when we become weary from the daily grind that we find ourselves living in, or when our hearts are heavy laden with the cares of the world. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me is also an invitation. And you will find rest for your souls is also a promise. Take my yoke upon you, Jesus said, and learn from me. For I am humble and gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Now, I admit it's counterintuitive to think of being yoked to Jesus as both invitation and promise. For most of us, the term yoke conjures up an image of two animals having a crossbar attached to their necks and being made to forcibly work in tandem to pull a plow through a field. And yet I would like to suggest that in the context in which Jesus uses this image, it provides an opportunity for us to receive the fullness of Jesus' promise that comes at the very end of Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus is about to ascend into heaven, and he tells his disciples and us, remember, lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Imagine Jesus walking alongside you, leading and guiding you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, stretching you to expand your desire for what is good and right and just, until your heart miraculously beats in time with God's own heart, and you live into a vision that God has for peace and justice in all the earth, a vision of God's kingdom where the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. A vision where love and faithfulness meet together, righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. So let us pause today on this Sabbath, a day of rest. Let us pause from the busyness of our lives. And let us listen for that still small voice, the voice of God. Listen to Jesus who beckons, come to me. Come to me. Listen as Jesus does his bidding. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Listen as Jesus promises, and you will find rest, rest for your soul. Leave your burdens at the foot of the cross, trusting that you have been yoked with the cross of Christ. Trust that you are never alone. And remember the promise. Lo, I am with you always, Jesus said, to the end of the ages. That means forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Remembering the care and generous works of God, we pray for the church, the whole creation, and any in need. After each petition, as we pray, merciful God, please respond. Hear our prayer. Gracious God, empower your church to be a place of welcome for all. We give you thanks for our unity in Christ and for the faithful who seek to follow your ways. Help us to show mercy, to do justice, and to walk humbly with you. Merciful God, hear our prayer. Creator God, help us care for the earth and all its creatures. We give you thanks for wild and domestic animals, for birds of the air, for fish of the sea, and for all living things. Merciful God, hear our prayer. Holy God, impart your compassionate wisdom on the leaders and peoples of all nations, so that together we can work for peace and justice in all the earth. Merciful God, hear our prayer. Compassionate God, fill us with joy as we seek to live more fully into our mission of being Christ's hands and feet by loving, nurturing, serving, and sharing. Merciful God, hear our prayer. Comforting God, make your presence known to all who are lonely, isolated, or in despair. Bring your healing touch to those who are sick. Today we remember before you Robin Babb, Carolyn Campbell, Terry Chapp, Chuck Dietz, Bob Evans, Dal Haberlin, Doug and Jody Martin, Gretchen and Jeff Seamus. For whom else do the people pray? For all these we've named aloud, for those we hold in our hearts, and for those known only to you, we pray. Merciful God, hear our prayer. Eternal God, we give you thanks for the saints who now find their rest in your splendor. Bring healing and comfort to all who mourn. Especially this day, we remember Carol and Roger Welch at the death of Roger's brother David. Sustain them and us in our faith until that glorious day where you are reunited with all of our loved ones who have gone before us. Merciful God, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace now with one another.
Let us pray. Gracious God, in your great love, you richly provide for our needs. Make of these gifts a banquet of blessing, and make us ready to share with all in need, through Jesus Christ, who sets the table for all. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and at all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy God, through Christ our Lord, who rose beyond the bounds of death and, as he had promised, poured out your spirit of life and power upon the chosen disciples and upon us. At this, the whole earth exults in boundless joy. And so, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we'll remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us, on these gifts and bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit. With your holy ones of all times and place, with earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
Please be seated. For distribution this morning, we'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle to the floor and receive the bread in the form of a wafer and then intinct or dip it in the cup. The cup has red wine or white grape juice. All are welcome at the Lord's table. This is Christ's meal. It's Christ that bids us come.
And now,
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. God, our Creator, you feed your people with bread from heaven. Let this holy food sustain us through our earthly pilgrimage, that we may come to that place where your people hunger and thirst no more, and your creation is restored to its full glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A few notes about our life together. We've got a few things to say because there's a lot going on right now. It's a wonderful thing. You see the notes in your bulletin. I'd like to highlight a few things that, first, after service today, beginning today, we will be starting a class both for new members, but also for everyone who would love to review our mission of who we are, what we're about, and why we do the things that we do. So that's going to be between services for most of the month of October, and then on the 29th, we're going to receive new members. If any of you are interested in membership, please talk to myself or Pastor Lori. Secondly, to note specifically, directly after service, individual prayer will be available in the chapel. So please head directly after service and one of our prayer ministers will meet you there. Also, you note that note about quilts there, and you can read that. But also to note is that next Sunday is going to be our Quilt Sunday here at Central. So please join us for that occasion. I also want to mention that today, beginning at 2:30, is Luther Wood is having their Harvest Homecoming fundraiser. And probably if you were going to that, you already have that set up. But there is an online auction that you can join all the way up until 5 p.m. where you can bid on different things. So you can take a look at that on Luther Wood's website. And then the last thing I want to mention, it's on the back page of your bulletin, two things. Our congregational retreat day at Camp Lutherwood, October 21st, it's a Saturday. It's for all ages where we're going to be looking at where are we and where are we going to go in 2023 as Lutherans in Eugene. And that's with Central, United, and Emmaus. There's going to be a lot of activities for kids. It's going to be a wonderful day. So please look at that. But we do really ask you to register soon because Lutherwood needs a count for the meals. So that's October 21st. And then you see our the announcement of dinner groups getting organized and reorganized. So please look into that. And you see there, contact Rosie with follow-ups on that. So with those announcements and many more that'll come to you in your email at 1:30 this afternoon, let us continue with our worship. And in doing that, today is the first Sunday of the month, is when our Eucharistic ministers come and be commissioned to send people out. So I'd like to invite all the Eucharistic ministers we have here today at this service to come forward. And the Eucharistic ministers are people who have gotten some training and who bring communion to those who are not able to be with us here. If you're interested in that or want to know more about that, please talk to Pastor Lori or myself. Having consecrated the elements of bread and wine, we give thanks and praise to God for our Eucharistic ministers, and we ask God to guide them in their serving, so that our brothers and sisters in Christ who receive the gift of Holy Communion may also be strengthened for their journey and kept in God's grace. Let us pray. God of all life and all good, bless your servants and those whom they serve. Make your presence known in your Holy Supper, so that all who share in this meal may be fed and nourished with the bread of life and drink from the cup of salvation. This we pray through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Okay. Now, invite the whole congregation to rise and receive the benediction. God, creator of all things, breathing life into being, Jesus Christ, redeemer of the world, gathered us into one body. Holy Spirit, living voice, calling and enlightening the church. Almighty God, three in one, bless you now and forever. Amen. creatures.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.